we want to make sure that this is a meaningful experience. That's what distinguishes the Invicta Summer Academy from, say, the Oak National Academy, another brilliant project. But that is broadcast lessons, whereas ours are live lessons from teachers that are actually going to be interacting with the children and answering their questions. So, therefore, we don't want to have any class size more than 100 max, and actually 50 would be possibly optimum. So yes, we've had to impose that limit on class sizes, and that's why we can't at this stage take absolutely everybody. But what we are looking to do, if we can get some more support, is to open additional Zoom classes throughout the summer.
Now, 3 weeks isn't a very long time, is it, to set all this up, get the teachers involved, and get them in front of kids? What's the reaction been like to the teachers that you have reached out to try and convince them to be part of this academy?
It's been humbling, frankly. It's been humbling, inspiring, and heartening, because we set ourselves a goal. We formed the community interest company today, 3 weeks ago, and the first week had to be raising the money. The next task, massive task, was 1 week to recruit our teachers. And of course, the third week was to recruit our pupils. And again, we weren't sure how that was going to go, but it's just been we've been so overwhelmed that we've got here in 3 weeks.
There's a couple of additional people who are coming in as well and doing special talks, aren't they? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, because what we think that it's not just about educating children's minds. We also want to educate their hearts as well, and we want to inspire them. And so we've got every Wednesday is given over to a showcase session where we invite some inspirational person. So in 2 days' time, we've got Lizzie Yarnold coming, and she's obviously going to be talking to the children about what it takes to become an Olympian, and what sort of courage you need, what discipline you need, how you would start on that journey. So every Wednesday, we're going to be inspiring the children. It's worth coming to these classes, it's worth learning, and these are the things that are out there that you, and it could be you.
And just lastly, Anna, what do you hope the impact will be on the children who are going to be having these lessons this summer that have potentially missed out on quite a lot of education during the coronavirus pandemic?
So we started this with a really simple mission that we wanted to help as many children in Kent catch up who might have missed out on schooling. And our hope is that these children who come to our catch-up classes will go back to school in September, not nervous and worried and afraid of what they haven't learnt, but instead confident and secure that at least we've got the basics back, reading and writing and arithmetic, and they can start school on the front foot. And we think that's going to take the pressure off, take the pressure off teachers, take the pressure off schools, take the pressure off parents, and most of all, take the pressure off the children.